Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. ¿Qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, for my movement is whatever or whoever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversations, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. The power of helping people help people. Why? Because we need it. Our friends and families need it, and the world needs it. Ya tú sabes. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and the passion to empower others. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995.
Dear God, what do I say? What's up, everyone? And you're probably thinking like, oh, she's back. Yes, I'm back. Last week we had a little break on the Dear God, Are We There Yet podcast. Sometimes it's good to take a break. Quite frankly, I like to plan ahead. So check out the YouTube channel because I have actually planned ahead on that. Especially with the baby now, you have to plan a lot. And I think I was already doing that before the baby arrived. Planning, you have to plan. I mean, but you can't over plan, right? Dear God, what do I say? I didn't know exactly. I had so many things I wanted to talk about in this podcast today, just because there's so many things going on in the world. And, I'm not one for, just pondering in negative stuff because, I can be Miss Polly positive. But at the end of the day, it's reality. And what can we do? What can I say? In sometimes talking about it helps spread the word more, or talk about what really matters, or the right conversations. I mean, when I'm doing this podcast today and I'm like, what am I going to really talk about? And I thought about it immediately and it said, Dear God, what can I say? What can I say about so many things that are going on right now in my personal life, as far as, with the Dear God, Are We There Yet movement, but also being a new mom and just, seeing the entire, immigration just debacle. Like, it's just so sad. And coming from, immigrant parents, meaning, they came to this country for a better life and opportunity. And, I just always hear my father saying is, you just don't mess with the law. You just do what you got to do. And you be a good citizen here. You stay out of people's way, like, as far as, doing bad things per se, it's that speech. And I think every immigrant family member that, or families or moms or dads or children's, whatever, I think they've kind of heard this speech before, because, it doesn't matter what country you're in, there's always going to be some mierda, okay? There's always going to be some crap. There's always going to be some political, a political irony based on, what is the irony based on the situation and if it's right or wrong. And to some, it might be super right to have all these just kids just stripped away from their families. And in my mind, I'm trying to say, how are we fixing this situation? Like, how is this making anything better? How is this putting anything into our minds that America is such a great place if we're doing that? And these are the things I'm thinking in my mind, like, what can I say about that situation? And it hurts me because, having a little one and seeing her every single day grow, and then knowing that these kids, the way they express themselves and being ripped away, like, if my baby was ripped away from me, oh my God. Forget about me. I know how I'll be distraught, but her, the way she will be distraught. And then that's like, it's like an effect, a domino effect of emotions and psychological, barriers that you're just trying to fathom and trying to put your pieces together. So, Dear God, what can I say? I want you, thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in, to the podcast. I have been this entire podcast today is based on that. What can I say? What can I say about that? What can I say about being a new mom? You know, it's hard, but it's so rewarding. Like, and I don't know if the word hard is, you know, and again, you know, don't body shame me. Tú quieres decir algo, that's great. Do you? I'm not judging you, so please don't judge me. And if you're judging me, great, whatever. But I don't know if the word is necessarily hard, because as a new mom, you don't know really what to expect. Uno sabe lo que va a pasar. You don't know. I mean, you are literally learning your baby every single day the way that they are learning you. So I don't necessarily know if the word means hard, because there are some days that it's there's nothing about it that's hard. It's just being. Does that make sense? It's, you're just being. You're being in the moment. You're being trying to figure this out. You're the listening to the cues. And it's such a beautiful thing to be a parent. And I know people are like, well, you know, they're going to go through their phases and she's going to grow up and all that. And right now I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just thinking, dear God, what can I say about my daughter and how I can be present and be the best mom I can be in that moment, not 5 minutes from now, not 5 years from now, not 20 years from now, not 3 years from now, but like in this moment. Because if I get caught up with my mind thinking about the teenage years, I'm gonna like instill all this fear in myself of trying to raise my daughter in this time, in this day and age, you know, and that's gonna freak me out. It's gonna make me like just weird. I don't even know. And so I kind of got off of the Google for a while as far as and I want to hear from you guys, moms. I mean, like, seriously, dime lo que lo que, for real. Like, what do you feel like in the beginning stages? Do you feel like that, like, if you start thinking about the future too much, you kind of overwhelm yourself and you start getting really fearful of like, oh my god, am I doing, you know, I should be doing this now, da, 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 da. And I'm just trying to be here. And so, which is a result of, you know, being disruptive of my what I thought would be my plans, which I'm totally fine with. I cannot say this. I mean, before my baby girl, like, if I didn't stick to a schedule of something, I would just be like, oh my God, and I didn't stick to the schedule. And now that she's born, I mean, last week I didn't have a podcast, and I was so okay with that. And it was the simple fact that it wasn't even about being okay with, it was okay with how life is giving me whatever road I need and just being. And so, dear God, what can I say? I want you guys to ask yourself, what can you say about all these things in your mind that are kind of like tossing and turning in your brain about whatever situation you're going through? It can be your career. It can be entrepreneurship. It could be your family. It could be your husband or your wife. You know, so it's like, what can I say about my relationship with my wife, where it's now it's completely different? And when I say completely different, it's like I feel like there was more seeds planted, and there's this blossom of, I don't even know. I mean, I look at her and I'm like, oh my God, she's so strong. She's so, you know, for bringing on our child and for being so patient, for being so loving. Like, it's a huge thing to be a parent. And seeing her, it's like, yeah, you in that element, you fall in love all over again, but to another extent that you can't even explain, you know? And then there's some days it's like, oh my God, I need to, like, Alicia, you got to get it together. You got to learn how to communicate. And you can tell yourself all these things, but again, if you're, what can I say? Dear God, what can I freaking say? Where it's just like, okay, what can I do now at this moment instead of harping over what I didn't do? You know? And so it's the good, the bad, and the ugly of life. So what can you say? What can you say? And I, you know, another thing that I want to talk about in Dear God, what can I say? You know, this rat race that we live in. Is anybody really free from this rat race? And, you know, some people are going to listen to this and you're like, oh, there you go again with your little conspiracy theories and all this stuff. No, but seriously, you guys, we are all in a freaking rat race. Es todito somos ratones. We are all in a rat race. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, because you got to hustle every single freaking day to do whatever it is that you hustle to bring in whatever the means that you need. Are we really free from this rat race? Is anybody really free from this rat race? As you guys know, I'm obsessed with budgets. I love budgets. And it's because I have this thing about respecting and valuing my money, where, you know, I kind of did as a young child because my dad is so very, very disciplined and very good with money. But then I got to college and I was like, whatever, yeah, you know, and you get through your little phases and stuff. Then as I got even older, you start to think about certain things and you start to think about your future and you start to think about, again, you have a family. It's like overnight. And you start to say, dear God, what can I say about this rat race that is so frustrating? You know, like where you, no matter what you do, if you freelance, if you do, I remember when I did one-on-one mark for, you know, marketing clients for my fashion as a business, the branding. Oh my God. I mean, I loved all my clients. Oh, I loved them. Yo lo quería tanto. I really, really loved all my clients. But it was so draining in a sense that it was draining. Like anybody who's ever done anything consulting, we're not talking about downloading ebooks and anything like that, or, you know, or even workshops when I, you know, did the workshops. But it's the time. And so I'm telling myself, like, who is free of this rat race? Who is really free from this rat race? And then I say to myself, well, maybe investors are not as free in the rat race, right? Because, okay, I have some money in not stocks, because I'm not a fan of stocks, but in the other parts of the market. And I'm like, but guess what? You're still a rat to the race of keeping track of how are these REITs are going and how this, and then if you have a 401k and you da-da-da, and if the market goes down, I mean, you are still a slave and a rat to that too, because if you're not paying attention, I mean, so are we just going from one rat race to another, right? I mean, what can I say? These are things that all I wanted to talk about today, that you're probably like, she has no organization today, which is completely fine with me, because this is my expression. This is what my brain was exploding, and I wanted to go ahead and talk about it because I know a lot of you are going through this right now. I know a lot of you are probably thinking this, especially everything that's going on political, and I'm not one to talk about politics, but I am one to talk about, you know, getting better with talking about these real conversations that need to be, you know, whatever that needs to be spoken about. And so my point is that we all say to ourselves, what can I say? What can I say about any of this that's making me feel some type of way? And so the rat race came to me, you know, and talking about budgeting or investing, because, you know, my wife and I are wanting to do a lot of things in the future for investment purposes. And and you say to yourself, okay, well, wouldn't I be a rat race of that? I mean, we had our apothecary, and we kind of still do have our apothecary. We loved it. And we would get an order from, you know, the museum or whatever in California. We'd be like, it's so exciting in the beginning. And it's great. But then what happens is you become, just like in fashion, you become a rat race to wholesale and that industry and that whole thing and that hustle. And it's like, I know you guys are thinking it, but I'm going to say it. Sometimes you want to be free. You want to be the free in the sense that you just want to take a break. You want to take a break from whatever it is that you want to do. And you want to, you know, maybe do something else different or something else. And of course, you see, dear God, are we there yet? In the car where I make the best podcast. No, but seriously, think about it. The next time you have all these thoughts in your mind about your life, whatever it is that's going on in your life, ask yourself, if money wasn't an option, what would you be doing with your life? Like, what would you want to do with your life? And then you can ask yourself again, is that just another rat race? I mean, so you guys just tell me, like, do you guys think that, are anybody's really ever really free from any type of rat race? And not saying that we want to be lazy. Nobody's saying that. But there's a time and a point that anything repetitive and anything competitive in a sense that you have to feel like, oh my God, I have to do this in order to make this goal because I need this and I need that. And then when you get whatever it is that you get and you have it, you're like, oh, I'm to the next. That's human behavior. That's natural, right? But is it just another rat race? I don't know. This is the beauty of just talking on this podcast, talking like it's 1995, hablando lo que sea. Dear God, what can I say? Today is just a whole bunch of about everything. Everything under the sun, because when our brains are going a million miles per hour, I know my brain is. These are the things that I ask. And I wanted to talk about a lot of things. I wanted to talk about a lot of different things on the podcast today, but I necessarily didn't know exactly what to talk about. So that's why I said, what can I say? So I hope you guys enjoy. The podcast is maybe a little short today, but next week we will be back with another full episode of a topic, and I won't be all over the place. But if you guys want to be on the show, I'm dying to do a different type of panels. If you want to be on the show, go ahead and email us at hello@deargodarewetheryet.com. And yeah, dear God, what can I say?